Vladimir Montero, you are MINUSCA spokesperson. The UN has condemned the violence that has been going on in Bria. Can you tell us what has happened exactly?
Well, in the last week, Bria, which is a city located in the center east of Central African Republic, has been affected by clashes between Exereka FPRC and Antibalaka armed element. And it is within this context that nine civilians, the majority of them women, were abducted by armed elements, presumed FPRC, and killed yesterday. Today, the IDPs, the internally displaced people from Bria, gathered in front of MINUSCA camp, demonstrating, throwing grenades because they thought MINUSCA is not providing enough protection. We met with their representatives, and MINUSCA has reinforced patrols in town. At the same time, the UN police will start investigating to find out who is behind this hideous crime and bring these elements to justice. The situation is calm at this precise moment, but as I said, Bria is facing some tension in the last days, and our office there, the peacekeepers from the force and the police are also trying to work with the local authorities and make sure that civilian population is protected.
Now, these nine IDPs were abducted from the camp, or they were outside the premises and the protection of the mission?
No, they were abducted outside of the IDP camp. They were on their way to perform their agricultural task, and it's at this precise moment that they were kidnapped by armed elements.
So what is it that the population was protesting then?
Well, you know, in some parts of Central African Republic, as a result of manipulation, people think that MINUSCA is not providing enough protection for civilian, which is not correct, because currently we are engaged in a three military operation in the west, Pawa, near Berberati, against armed groups, but also we reinforce our presence in the east of the country, Bangassou, and even the number of peacekeepers has been increased following a resolution by the Security Council. We try to adapt to better respond, but the situation to the crisis is not only through the use of force. It's also related to the dialogue. And tonight we also urge the groups, the armed groups in Bria, but elsewhere in the country, to put an end to violence and abide by their commitments they made to the African Union Peace Initiative for Central African Republic.